Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Memphis shit. Let's go hook him up!
I just whipped your ass.
Time to take it all away.
I'm going to drag you until I wear your Texas ass out.
The game is ours to play.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm joined by my co-host, Katrera. What's going on, Katrera?
Not too much. What's going on?
Not too much. Just noticing that Craig is either having phone problems or something because he keeps popping on and off the switchboard. So what's going on, Craig?
Are you there now?
Yes, we're here.
In here. Okay.
What are you complaining about?
I just got kicked off. It was the weirdest thing.
Oh. I don't know what happened. You were there and then you were gone, but...
Yeah, no worries.
The board doesn't want you on anymore. You're not on anyway, so...
That's true.
Yeah.
It's rejecting you.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that Katrera actually beat you to the punch and called in a few seconds before you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I was finishing dinner, to be perfectly honest.
Cool. Well, I told our guest that we were going to call her about 5 minutes after. So,
okay.
Do you have an intro for her, Craig?
I do.
Okay. Well, I'll let you guys start the show off while I try and reach our guest.
Okay. How's it going, Katrera?
Not too much. What's going on with you?
Oh, just got done watching WWE's Greatest Blunders.
That was awesome.
It was pretty darn good.
That needs to be a
what's
own show.
What's that under, by the way, before I push then? What do I look for? Is it the vault or?
The countdown.
Yeah.
Oh, countdown, okay. Okay, okay. Well, I'm hitting send right now.
It needs to be its own show. Just
yeah,
not
no
like,
doubt.
There's not a lot of stuff out there. Not a lot of blunders out there. So
yeah, there was a couple of them they could have spent more time with, and I just like seeing pratfalls and people, you know, tripping. I mean, you could just show that on a loop, and I would giggle at that.
Signs falling down.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's good stuff. We're gonna review it. On Tuesday, on the Craig show. Yeah.
I'm probably thinking of like 50 more.
Craig, could you introduce our guest, please?
I would love to, Ed. Our guest tonight is personally responsible for Ed and San Antonio's bad eyesight. In fact, his mother said he may go blind. Aside from that, she's easily the sexiest guest we've ever had. Please welcome to the show, Miss Trina Michaels.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You had me cracking up with that responsible for Ed going blind.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Your mother told me this. I have no idea.
Trina, how's it going? How are you doing?
And she's
you know what? Let me.
It's the switchboard, dude. I'm telling you.
It's not the switchboard because I'm on, but I can't. Oh man, I'm gonna have to. Damn it, I'm gonna have to hang up and call back into the show and then call her back because I'm. It's like she's still on, but she's not. So.
Mm.
You guys
okay.
Are gonna have to bear with me here for a minute.
Hell of an interview.
Yeah, this is. Things don't happen like this over at the Brian or Vinny show. I wish he was on to hear that. Ah, oh, heck of a show.
Broke down and got me a Roku. Tired of that Xbox stuff.
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have one of those as well. I was actually... since my daughter got married and moved out, we have a spare bedroom now, so I went out and put my PlayStation 3 up here in the spare bedroom and then went out and bought a TV. So I'm watching it on every TV in the house. Works great.
Love this resume feature. And just stop and then pick up where I left off. I don't think it has it on the other ones. So.
Yeah.
And I had zero problems with it, like streaming or like on buffering or anything like that, so I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple.
Yeah. Yeah, I have been enjoying the heck out of it, to be honest with you. I mean, it's just awesome.
There's a lot of stuff on there, too. I mean, like different channels and stuff. I didn't know we were out there. So.
It's funny because my son, he comes home from school, he finishes his homework, and then... he's allowed to goof off with an iPad until his mother gets home. And he grabs my iPad, and he's been watching everything on the network. It's comical how much he's watched.
What's he usually watch? What's he a fan of?
Old pay-per-views, all WWE. He's not interested in... like ECW or anything like that yet, but, you know, because he's seven.
Mm-hmm.
So, but old pay-per-views, mostly old Raws, things like that. So he's always...
I've been watching a lot of the old ECW stuff, like from the beginning, and you're watching that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. I watched One Night Stand from 2006 when I first got it, and... I forgot there was more than one night stand.
Yeah, there were two. Well, there were several, actually. But the two ECW ones.
Yeah. So,
the first one was the best one, I thought.
Absolutely.
You got to go back and listen to the try to check out the original broadcast somewhere to get the full feel of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the music and stuff like that. Kind of takes you out. Enter Sandman isn't on there. And
yeah,
you want to fast forward through a Sandman entrance because that's a song. It's like fucking boring, you know.
Yeah, he's a different breed of cat. That Sandman, like we reviewed ECW TV number 26, so it was the one with Terry Funk and Snooki in the cage.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing Sandman in a wetsuit and actually attempt to wrestle was even more painful than just watching him brawl.
Who thought that the Zubaz were like a step up in gear from that wetsuit? My God, he looked hideous.
Yeah. I remember watching an old comp tape years ago where he actually had blonde hair. And he had, like, you know, the white...
Okay, guys, sorry for the delay. I'm having some phone issues here, but we are back with our guest, Trina Michaels. And, Trina, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. You gotta love modern technology. Sorry about that.
No problem. It's probably We've been having issues on my phone and on our switchboard, so it's just one of those nights. But hopefully it will be problem-free from now on.
No, it's okay. I looked down on my phone, and it said I was trying to FaceTime you, too. So.
Sweet.
Cool. So, Craig, I'll let you go ahead and ask the first question.
Okay. This has been something that I've wanted to ask, since I heard about it. Probably about a month and a half ago, you called in to Brian Alvarez's show and wanted to thank Lance Storm for the information that he gave you. Do you care to share the way you picked Lance Storm's brain?
Not really. I don't know. I just thought he'd be a knowledgeable person to talk to. Have a good idea. Good advice for somebody trying to come up in this business. There you go.
Okay. So no specific questions on, like, in-ring work or maybe trying to get somewhere or anything like that?
Nope. Not that I want to share with you guys.
That's fair. I respect that.
Well, that's a good guy. I don't think he's ever smiled a day in his life, but Trina, since the last time you've been on the show, you've actually been working quite a bit. You've pretty much been doing all the Dragon's Gate shows, all the Evolve shows. You swung back to Cali for a while. And then we got a big weekend coming up next week. What are your plans for next week?
Next week, the WrestleMania weekend in New Orleans. I will be out there. I will definitely be at the WrestleCon convention. I'll have a booth, so follow my Twitter for the information on that, where all the fans can come meet me and get pictures. And then I will also be at the Evolve Dragon Gate shows.
So you'll be at all of them?
Yes, I'll be there.
Okay. So you'll be there pretty much from, like, since Thursday, I believe, is the first Evolve show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Friday, but I could be wrong.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not too sure. If it's Friday, me and the group, we're actually heading out to ROH, so we're going to miss that show, but maybe we can catch one of the other ones.
Traitor. No, I'm kidding.
But, I was going to ask you, you know, you've been pretty steady for Dragon's Gate and Evolve. What are you doing? Are you still with the scene, or is the scene broken up?
Well, as far as Dragon Gate is concerned, the scene has kind of been in limbo for about 9 or 10 months anyways. So not entirely sure what's going on. You guys will just have to wait and see. It's going to be a surprise for all of us. But as far as, like, my work in Florida for FIP, me and Larry Dallas parted ways, and I actually have my own group of savages now at FIP. So,
yeah, they've been
making headlines soon.
Yeah, they've been posting a lot of videos on Twitter, and not the biggest fan of their work.
How dare you? I am. I support everything they do.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't a big fan of them roughing up Love of Eight, but as far as the other guys, they beat the shit out of those guys outside I guess it was the Dudley Boys Academy or something?
Yeah, one of the schools in Orlando. That's a ongoing little feud. The Bendejos at FIP. Let's see. Basically, they've been tag team champions, so they're in our way of getting the gold. So.
Yeah. Now, what are the names? Is it Stigmata and Grievous?
Oh, Stigma and Grave, yeah.
Yeah, Stigma and Grave. I'm sorry. Yeah. And, yeah, I watched that video. That was it was actually pretty good. It reminded me of, like, the old Four Horsemen video where they snuck up on Dusty Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was some good stuff. Now they just if I'm not mistaken, at the past FIP show, once again they decided to decapitate Leva Bates after one of the matches. And what's the issues or going back with you and Leva Bates? Because it seems like it's an ongoing feud that's been going on since when you were part of the scene with Larry Dallas.
I mean, honestly, it's nothing personal against her. It's just the fact that she chooses to date idiots. So, and she's just getting caught in the crossfire.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't there a spitting incident at that show?
Oh, that's right, yes. I forget who fired first, me or her, but we both got our share of spitting in the face at one of the matches, yes. And our last show, she had the audacity to smash a Twinkie in my face at ringside, so she will pay for that one.
Yeah, she tweeted me to ask you about how did that Twinkie taste.
Delicious, sweetheart, delicious.
I think she got the worst end of it that night. But I think she kind of cost your guys the next night, and it seems like that feud's just going to get better and better, especially because it's involving, you know, your guys are against, I guess it's her boyfriend and Mia Yim's boyfriend, or the Ben Devils. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can see how that could be a little crazy, you know. But you also went back to California not too long ago. What can you tell us about your trip to Cali? Was it as fun as you remember, or has it changed? Or?
You know, I'm always glad to be back home in Cali, but I'm also glad to leave as soon as I get there. It was a little bit of a personal trip. You know, I had to go back and see the family, and then had to make a little appearance at one of my old wrestling shows in SoCal, so... at AWS, where I got my start, so I had to go see what they're up to.
Cool. And how did you enjoy it? Do you have any plans to go back anytime soon, or it's just a seasonal thing?
We'll see. It's always in negotiation. So I do miss my SoCal family, though. I will say that. So hopefully, y'all will see me again soon.
Mm-hmm. Now I do have to ask, because I did see a YouTube video from your trip, and. Who was this bitch who decided to interrupt your interview and kick you in the face?
I don't know. Some little girl that they flew in from, like, Jersey. I don't know. I never met her before.
Uh-huh.
She just couldn't take the time to walk around. I mean, obviously, she saw that I was filming something and decided to walk through the middle of my set, so.
Yeah. So I was pretty appalled when I saw that. Yeah. But did you get to see your old buddy Raven when you went back to Cali?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, he actually sent me some questions here to ask you, and they're actually not too bad, except for one, which
I will
debate on asking that one later. But I will ask the first question: Lita or Trish?
Oh. Trish.
I think I have to agree with you. I mean, I love Lita.
That's a tough call, I will say. It's a tough call, but...
Yeah, and I will say probably...
I got to tell you, since you brought them up, at the last WrestleMania in New York, I got to meet both of them on the same weekend. I swear to God, I was in heaven.
Oh, that must have been awesome. Was that the night of the Hall of Fame or WrestleMania?
At the convention and Hall of Fame night.
Okay. Yeah. Weren't you...
I'm never washing my hand again.
Yeah, wasn't that... then weren't you like a guest of Foley that night? Because that was... Yeah, he got inducted that
possibly.
Night.
Possibly.
Yeah. It's cool when you have friends in...
A big man get inducted into the Hall of Fame, of course.
Yeah.
On the same night as my idol.
Yeah. That was a really entertaining Hall of Fame. I mean, like when we're talking about Trish, I loved how when every time she tried to thank her husband or boyfriend, that the dude got booed out of the building. That was So.
Nobody wants to hear about her husband.
Now, what do you like about Trish Stratus? Her wrestling, or just her character, or what do you like?
No, I know she started as a manager, but I'm not very familiar with her work at that time. I definitely loved watching her in ring. That was when I was watching a lot of wrestling at the time, and every time she got in that ring, there was just that certain presence that she brought. So y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. She had a lot of presence at that Matt Hardy wedding. I remember that. But also he asked if you were offered a free round trip ticket on the Malaysian Airlines, would you take it?
No. I don't want to go missing.
That's a crazy story.
It is. I saw something about that earlier today, and it's just, I can't believe that they still don't know where the plane's at. It's a little freaky. I feel bad for the families, like not knowing where your loved one is.
Yeah, you know, it's a tragedy and all that, but it's just like some of the things that the news, like CNN, talking about freaking black holes and stuff. It's like, it's just so absurd. It
makes you wonder, like, if they're trying to distract us from something else that's going on.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, at this point, it seems like a spaceship must have took them away or something. I mean,
right? I mean, they can't even find wreckage to the plane anywhere. It's kind of strange.
Uh-huh. And he also asked, how much does she love her big brother?
So I have to answer that one.
I guess it's more of a love-hate relationship.
More oftentimes hate, yes.
Yeah, I think he was on your nerves the last time you were in town, too.
Quite possibly.
Craig, go ahead.
Are you exclusive to Gabe Sapolsky right now, or are you working elsewhere?
Oh, I am not under contract, if that's what you're asking. I'm a free agent. Anybody that wants to book me, my email is...
I didn't mean it like that. I meant I know you're working for FIP and Dragon Gate and Evolve, but are you working anywhere else besides those places right now?
I've been trying to get on other shows. Nothing ever seems to follow through. I don't know. I don't like that question.
I'm batting 1,000 with you tonight.
you're asking the like personal ones.
It's usually Ed,
but
gets the silent treatment.
Now, speaking of like other doing other shows, when can we expect you to come back to San Antonio? I know you had a bad experience on the way out of San Antonio last time, but
that was ridiculous.
You should have texted me. I would have brought you tacos or something.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, for those of you that don't know, I was stuck at the San Antonio airport for like 14 hours. It was ridiculous. When will I be back in your lovely city? I don't know. I know Mitch Baxter has been off on a little journey, so he hasn't been around. But I heard he might be returning to RCW as well, so I might have to make an appearance soon.
And if you do, you'll be on TV, because they're on TV here now.
I've heard.
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe that's why they haven't brought me back. They don't want that porn star on their TV.
Oh, no, they would. I'm sure they'd want as much ratings as possible, and I'm sure you'd think any of those.
That's right.
Yeah. And, excuse me. What else has been going on? I know you did some, you actually went back and did some, what's it called? You did some dancing and, special feature, whatever I forgot what they call it. But,
feature dancing, yeah.
Yeah, feature dancing. How did you enjoy it? I know you're not doing a lot, but how did you, I know you came to Texas, and I think you did some last week.
Yeah, I was in Houston, yeah.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's good. I always really enjoyed dancing, so I've kind of missed that part of my other career. So I just kind of decided it's a good way to cross-promote the wrestling and the adult side of everything. So getting back into the dancing circuit, you know, so you can come check me out.
I was actually disappointed. Like, I wasn't able to make it up to Houston. I just couldn't get the nights off. But I wanted to ask you, because, you know, I have friends that, you know, that have been bouncers at strip clubs, and they always talk about how crazy all the strippers are. And how crazy is it in the backstage? Is it, like, real catty? I mean, how did you, like, I would imagine that some of these girls would resent you since you're being brought in and being paid extra and making
pretty
money.
The house goes, I usually try to be nice to everybody. You know, I have no reason not to be so. But the house girls are iffy. I'm always nice, so by the end of the weekend, the ones that weren't really talking to me at the beginning are usually, you know, hey, how are you? So that's always cool. But, yeah, they kind of don't like the features because we're the special guests.
It's
kind of silly because we're bringing them business, so they should be thanking us.
Yeah, in kind of like a wrestling way, it's kind of like CM Punk being mad that The Rock came back. Even though The Rock probably made him a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very good analogy there.
Yeah. Now, speaking of WrestleMania, have you been watching the product? Are you excited for WrestleMania itself?
Oh, you had to ask that, didn't you? No, I'm sorry. I've barely even sat down and watched any TV in, like, the last 3 weeks. So I honestly have no idea what's going on in TV land right now.
Cool. But I'm excited for WrestleMania. I think it'll be an awesome, awesome show. And just the whole weekend in general is going to be pretty awesome. Me and Craig will be there, so that'll be awesome. I do have to say, could you please say give a shout out to my friend Darren? He was hoping he could meet you last WrestleMania, but unfortunately we never were able to. And he was kind of disappointed, so I was wondering if you could say hello to Darren for us.
Sure. Hi, Darren. This is Trina Michaels. I miss you. Mwah.
I'm sure you just made his whole night. But besides this upcoming weekend, what else do you got? Any shows coming up?
I will be at FIP in May. Sorry, but I don't remember the exact weekend. Again, check Twitter. Other than that, I do have an announcement that I will be in Puerto Rico in June. And other than that, just keep an eye on Twitter. I've got some shows that I'm working on, just nothing locked in yet, so.
Okay. Now weren't you just in Puerto Rico not too long ago?
It's been about a year, over a year. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did you enjoy that? Because I always hear stories about how, like, in Puerto Rico, they still think it's real. I mean, do you get that feeling when you work a show there?
That's good. They should still think that. I've only done one other show out there. I had a really good time. It was a very long day, but the fans, I can honestly say, were into it the whole time, and that was really cool.
They didn't throw anything at you, because I've heard horror stories about stuff like that.
not at that show. When I was in Mexico, people were throwing stuff at me. I remember that.
Well, what company did you work for in Mexico?
It's been years, but I actually did the Christmas special for AAA.
Oh, really? Wow. I didn't know that. I have to see if I can find that on YouTube.
Oh, yes. You can go to my YouTube channel. I have a clip there.
Cool. I've actually filmed some of the stuff on your YouTube channel.
Yes, you have.
Cool. Now, if you don't mind me asking, did you, you know, I know you're, you know, at the Hall of Fame, did you actually, because I know he would be busy, but did you actually get to talk to Foley that night? And, I guess he was having the time of his life that night.
Yes, I'm sure he was on cloud nine. I got to say hello, of course.
Yeah, that was Man, that must have been the best Hall of Fame. I mean, I think Foley went on for like an hour. I mean, he was just he was just great, yeah.
I think that got up on stage with him at the end for him to drop the elbow. I think Punk and Jericho, right? Something like that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. besides, you know, the wrestling, do you have any more dancing setups coming up, or is that just the occasional thing?
I'm, again, in the works. Hopefully I'll have, you know, once a month or so, I'll be out on the road. And again, just stay tuned to Twitter. I always post my dates on there. I'm sorry, I suck at Facebook, but Twitter I am good at.
Yeah, that, I forgot. That was actually one of his questions. What was the last time you checked your Facebook page?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Well,
I don't have the app on my phone anymore, so it makes it even worse that I never go on there.
Well, I don't blame you. I mean, I remember I think we talked about it the last time you were on, but I had some little guy from, like, Iran or somewhere.
Somebody was hitting you up asking for me. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that was pretty weird. And he was persistent. I had to, like, block the kid after a while. It's like,
you're being annoying.
It's like, I'm sorry, dude, but I'm not a pimp. But, yeah, that was pretty tripped out. But we'll go ahead and let you get back to your night. And I appreciate you coming on, like always. And can't wait to see you next week. I will definitely see you at the WrestleCon, because I'm actually staying at the WrestleCon Hotel. So.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
And maybe we'll run into each other at WrestleMania or something.
Yes. I'm sure I'll see you a few times next weekend.
Oh, you'll probably be sick of me by the end of the weekend.
It's all good.
Cool. Well, thanks. Well, Craig, did you have anything you wanted to ask before we let her go?
Oh, we're already letting her go. It's no big deal. Every other times. I've struck out. I've got two strikes against me, so I'm just going to hang my head and walk
away.
Well,
no, now you have to ask another question, and I'll give you a good answer.
Okay. Actually, I had two, but I'll let you leave on this one. I know that that girls that dance and pretty girls that that valet and whatnot, sometimes the fans bring them gifts. I was wondering what the weirdest, strangest, most unusual gift you've ever gotten was.
Oh, let's see. I don't know if I'd really consider them strange, but I have one person that comes to every show and brings me, like, laminated pictures that he took with me at the last shows. I think it's really sweet. But it's cute. And then somebody brought me shoes. Shoes are always good.
Now, is that the way to always start
buying
your shoes?
To bring me. Yes, way to my heart.
Well, that's actually pretty cool.
So with that, if I see Trina Michaels, well, not me specifically, but let's say a young man sees Trina Michaels in a drinking establishment, and he wants to chat you up. What's the best way to approach you?
I know it's cheesy, but make me laugh. The original.
Okay, so like a cheesy pickup line will work.
No.
No. Okay.
You'll just get me to roll my eyes at you.
But just
like,
a good
you're talking to
though.
Trina Michaels. You have to come prepared.
I see. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, you got to be cool. You got to be cool like me and not act like a jabroni.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, Trina, like I say, I'm glad you took a time to come on the show tonight, and very, very much looking forward to seeing you next week. I think it's going to be an awesome trip, and I can't wait.
Yes, me too, honey.
Cool. Well, you have a good night, sweetheart.
You too. Yes, have a good night. Good talking to you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cool. Well, that went well. Let me, I guess, put Couture off a hold here. Couture, are you back? Oh, you know what? He's not back.
Is he watching Trina right now?
Knowing him, I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay.
But yeah, we're a week away from WrestleMania. Craig, are you excited?
We are. I leave 6 days from now. I can't believe it's here. It's crazy.
You're actually taking like the long way to get there. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, with my airline miles, I had to actually fly into Houston and then fly into New Orleans the next day. So, but it was the cheapest way I could get there. So, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Now, I was talking to Rodney earlier, and he mentioned something that Vinny's flying to Houston also, and then driving straight to New Orleans as soon as he gets there or something.
Yeah. Vince is going to be at WrestleMania, but I don't think we're going to see him much, to be honest with you. He's flying standby, number one. He's got companion tickets with somebody in Bridget's family who does airline stuff. And so they are flying standby, and they were actually booked on the same plane that I am actually booked on. So I might be flying out with Vince and his soon-to-be Mrs. Verhey. And from there, he's renting a car, and he's driving 5 hours from Houston to New Orleans. So...
too bad of a drive.
Yeah, if I would have known that, I actually probably would have talked him into renting a minivan because it would be more fun with more of us. And I would have done that and saved even more cash, but it is what it is. But I don't know why Brian, Vince, and myself don't ever talk when we go on these trips, but we just figure out how to get there, and then we get there, and then we, you know, congregate in the city that the wrestling is in. But what are you
Yeah. One of the conversations that, you know, that me and Ronnie had was how we're at trying to have dinner at the steak place in Arizona, and poor Rodney has to leave the restaurant to go pick you guys up because no one decided that they needed to get a rental car.
Yeah, I know. And that was half my fault, and the other half was Brian's fault because I said, do we need to get a rental car? And he said, no, nah, we'll get taken care of. And okay.
It's like just the other day on the show, he's talking about, I don't know where I'm going. It's like,
yeah.
Hello, isn't it your job to cover this shit? Shouldn't you have like a basic idea? I mean,
some kind of a agenda or a plan of attack.
Yeah. And I mean, most of the things he goes to are things that I've pretty much okay. You need to be here at this time. You know.
Yeah, that's why.
It's like I'm a shoot manager, like Paul Ellering with the Road Warriors.
Right. I learned after two times that I need not be around Brian. In other words, like we flew to Arizona together, where the Jeff Hardy incident almost happened, and then I just don't like relying on other people. And he's more apt to be babysat. And I don't like putting people out, and I don't like relying on people, so I just find a way to get places myself. Whereas Brian will, well, hey, Dr. Lucha, can you leave in another 45 minutes? Because I have to do a show and things like that. And I don't like putting people out like that. So.
Interesting things are going to magically happen.
Well, that's the thing. Until they quit magically happening, he'll continue to do this. So there's always some Brian Mark out there that will take care of him for the week. So anyway.
I think this coming here in Vegas, I'm just not even going to tell him any of the plans. Just let him figure it out on his own. Just talk to everybody else.
Anyway. Yeah.
But
anyway, what are you going to do?
But, yeah. So what are you planning on going to, Craig, over the weekend?
I actually only, as of right now, I have WrestleMania tickets and I have ROH tickets, and that's it. I haven't made a lot of plans. I'm bringing my family, and my wife wants to do some exploring. So we might end up doing that Saturday evening. We might end up doing that on Monday. I'm not 100% sure yet. My son kind of wants to go to Access. He kind of wants to go to WrestleCon. So we're just going to... We have a rental car, and we don't have to wait on anybody, and we don't have to rely on anybody, so we're just going to do what we want to do. So that's pretty much what we're doing.
You're not going to the Hall of Fame?
No, I have a protest on the Hall of Fame for the last 3 years, and I will continue to protest the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you missed three Hall of Fame.
What's the protest?
I went the year where they put up the big clock.
They stopped using the big clock also, but he's still protesting it.
They don't do that anymore, though, do they?
No. They haven't used it since that show.
The last one I went to was the one that that I needed to see, so it's all good. I mean, for crying out loud, I can be rolling down the road or eating dinner at a restaurant. I can watch the thing on my phone, so... I'm not really missing that much.
If you say so, it's just going to be awesome being there live, and the Ultimate Warrior goes fucking crazy and starts fucking cutting promos and shit.
Yeah. It's just money I can spend elsewhere. We'll go see Dragon Gate, or we'll go to that indie show. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
The indie show looks interesting. So we might end up there with the WrestleCon one.
The WrestleCon one.
Yeah, it has the main event is Masato Tanaka and Chris Hero. Or no,
isn't that
Masato
main event
Tanaka,
two different shows?
Sorry.
Isn't that main it's event Masato in two different shows?
Yes, he is. Chris Hero and Masato Tanaka are wrestling on the first Dragon Day show. The indie show has Masato Tanaka and Kevin Steen. Excuse me.
Oh, Kevin Steen. Okay.
Yeah. My bad.
That might be okay. There's one show that pissed me off. I'm kind of pissed off about that Wrestling Odyssey show.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because if it wasn't for that Wrestling Odyssey show, we would have two special hostesses at the Friday dinner, and that would be one Mia Yim and Leva Bates, but unfortunately they got booked on that show.
Well, you can't blame them for taking a payoff, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's cool that they get a payoff, but it's like, man, I wanted to hang out with Mia Yim.
Well.
Yeah. But who wouldn't?
Still waiting.
You bought ROH tickets when we got them, you know, when they went on sale, and then I remember later on your son decided he wanted to go to ROH. Are you taking him to that ROH, or do you think maybe you'll take him to the Saturday show?
We're going to the Saturday show because we have general admission tickets. So, called general admission with the rest of the crew.
Okay. Well, I'm actually skipping out on that show and going to Shimmer show because I'm pretty sure Shimmer's going to be better than that ROH show. I'm not very impressed with that the lineup for that night.
Well, they haven't even released the matches yet.
Yeah, they have. They've announced it for both.
Well, they did it since last night, then.
But it's funny though because last year we kind of knew what everything was going on pretty much all the shows. I don't hear Paul Dragon's Gate, and I knew what was going on. And it seems this year there have been real bad about it. In fact, I think I saw it was either Alan or Pingu Girl asked about like a lineup to the Twitter page for the for those shows.
Yeah.
And the thing was pretty much being rude to them. And it sounded like he was just being a dick to, like, everyone. It's like, if you're going to put someone in charge of advertising your show, you shouldn't put an asshole in charge of it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. They, I know that the Dragon Gate shows, they don't even have any of the Japanese talent there this year.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, I know they have, like, really good guys like, you know, Johnny Gargano and Ricochet and a few other guys, but it's like, if I'm going to a Dragon Gate show, I just want to see, you know, SEMA and Dragon Kid and,
exactly,
and all those other dudes.
Exactly.
It's very disappointing that they're not going to be there. In fact, at the main event on one of the shows, I never even heard of the two dudes.
Okay.
Or maybe it's the Evolve show. I'm not too sure.
I'm looking at the ROH website right now, and they don't have a card up for the Saturday show yet. They still don't have a card up. I know the main event for Friday. The main events for Friday are Red Dragon versus Hanson and Rowe versus Forever Hooligans, Mark Briscoe versus Michael Bennett, No DQ. Kevin Steen versus Michael Elgin. That's a number one contender match. And then the main event, Ladder War 5, Adam Cole and Jay Briscoe, but nothing for the Saturday afternoon show.
Well, I saw it somewhere. The first night's going to be awesome. The second night, like I say, it didn't really stick out to me, and I'd rather go see Shimmer anyway, see a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And, you know,
Yeah, I
hear you. They're better looking than those ugly bastards in ROH.
Well,
I actually have the entire WrestleMania schedule in front of me of everything that's happening. Do you want me to read it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Starting on Wednesday, April the 2nd, they have they're screening Pro Wrestlers vs. Zombies at Chalmette Movie Theater in Chalmette, Louisiana.
Okay,
I don't
have
know
you
what
guys seen the trailer for this?
Yes.
I have.
You need to see it. It's fucking crazy. It's Matt Hardy, Kurt Angle, I saw Jim Duggan.
Yep.
And they're fighting zombies. It's awesome.
Thursday, April the 3rd, Booker T is, they got a WrestleMania store at the New Orleans Convention Center, apparently, and Booker T is going to be there signing stuff and at 1 p.m. At 4 p.m., Fandango and Summer Rae are signing at the WrestleMania store. Access at the Ernest N. Memorial Convention Center at 6 p.m., with Kane, Roman Reigns, Dolph Ziggler, the Usos, R-Truth, Sin Cara, New Age Outlaws, Adrian Neville, Paige, Cesaro, Charlotte, Sami Zayn. I'll be there. Evening with Jim Ross at the House of Blues at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Another Pro Wrestlers versus Zombie screening at the Britannia Theater in New Orleans. And Shane Douglas and Matt Hardy and Ruby Sky are going to be there for that one. 8 p.m. on Thursday, you got the WWN Live Experience Evolve at the McAllister Auditorium at Tulane University. 9 p.m. ringside and evening with Jim Ross at the House of Blues. 9:30 p.m. Cole Cabana and friends watching bad wrestling movies at the Movement Theater.
That's overrated. I mean, it was okay, but that's overrated. It's not as good as I thought it was going to be.
Okay, April the 4th, that's on Friday. You got the Mid-South Legends Fan Fest at the Tiger Center in Chalmette, Louisiana, at 9 a.m. At 1 p.m., Christian signing at a WrestleMania store in New Orleans at the New Orleans Convention Center. So there probably won't be a lot of people at that store at that time. 3 p.m., you get a WWN Live Experience, a Wrestling Odyssey at the McAllister Auditorium at Tulane University. Sato signing at the WrestleMania store in the Convention Center at 4 p.m. on Friday.
You got at 6 p.m. you got Access at the Ernest N. Memorial Convention Center with Big E, Trish, The Miz, The Whites, Ricky Steamboat, Titus O'Neil, Bo Dallas, Adam Rose, William Regal, Sasha Banks, Tyler Breeze. It's weird they had a White family signing. It seems like they should protect that gimmick, don't you think? It'd be weird.
So bad.
Autograph from the White family. 7 p.m. and on Friday, April the 4th, you got Ring of Honor, Supercar of Honor, at the John A. Alario Singer Event Center, at the Bayou Pignitz Sports Complex in Westego, Louisiana. It's south. Some of these words in the south. And I live there, so it's kind of hard to do. 7:30 p.m., Traditional Championship Wrestling Battle Lines at the Steiger Center in Chalmette, Louisiana. 8 p.m., WWN Live Experience, Drag Gay USA at Tulane University. Another Colt Cabana and friends watching bad wrestling movies. And 11:55 p.m., WWN Live Experience, Kaiju Big Battle at McAllister Auditorium at Tulane University. What's going to go to a show at 11:55 p.m.?
That's what time they start.
Jesus.
Yeah.
If it wasn't so late, that'd probably be a show your kid would like, Craig.
Yeah. It'd be kind of cool.
On Saturday, I'm actually hoping we can talk Rodney into going to the Mid-South thing before the dinner that night. But unfortunately, he says it's full of basically, he says that little town is like a town that Couture would live in, and he doesn't want to go to.
See,
what does that mean, the town Couture would live in? Explain that. Racist redneck town. That's not, I don't get the correlation. Explain. You're a redneck and you're racist.
No, explain. That's a silly explanation. Explain.
But anyway, I was.
Saturday.
Anyway,
I want to
take a picture with the Fantastics.
Okay.
Carry on, Katra.
Sure, if you give them enough money, they'll be glad to take a picture with you. Saturday, April the 5th.
At 8 a.m., you got Access Session 1 at the Ernest N. Memorial Convention Center with the Bella Twins, Cesaro, Booker T, Alberto, Christian, Cody Rhodes and Goldust, Natalya, Damian Sandow, The Ascension, Paige, Aiden English, Mason Ryan. 10 a.m., you have Russell Khan at the Sugar Mill featuring with Edge, has got a signing session. Mickey James is going to be in concert. He's going to be a Goldberg Q&A. An Order of Wrestling podcast with Colt Cabana. 11 a.m., Big E is signing at the WrestleMania store at the Convention Center. 1 p.m., you have Access Session number 2 with Kofi Kingston, Mick Foley, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Ryback, Naomi Cameron, Mojo Rawley, Sylvester Laforte, Dusty Rhodes, Bo Dallas, CJ Parker, Bailey. I don't even know who some of those people are. 2 p.m., you have Ring of Honor at the John A. Alario Senior Event Center in Westego, Louisiana. WWN Live at 3 p.m., WWN Live Experience Shimmer at McAllister Auditorium in Tulane University. 6 p.m., you got Access Session 3 with the Wyatts, Mark Henry, Fandango, Summer Rae, Usos, Booker T, Darren Young, Emma, Alicia Fox, Corey Graves, Colin Cassidy, Charlotte, Emma, Aaron Corbin, Alexa Bliss, Ty Dillinger. I have no idea who these people are. They must be on NXT or something. Yeah, they're pretty much all in NXT.
7 p.m., they got a second Revocon session between $5 Wrestling and a loaded independent card with talent from CZW, PWG, and more with Kevin Steen against Pato Tanaka. Surprised Pato Tanaka can still put together a scene. Not half retarded by now. 8 p.m., Dragon Gate USA at the McAllister Auditorium in Tulane. 8 p.m., the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Sunday, you got 8 a.m., WWE Access at the Ernest M. Morrow Convention Center with Big Show, Alberto, AJ Lee, Dean Ambrose, The Real Americans, Zeb Coulter, Bad News Barrett, Jason Jordan, Troy McClain, William Regal, Adrian Neville, Sasha Banks, Alexander Rusev, Lana, The Ascension, Adam Rose, and Sami Zayn. You got Rosa Cons, you got a third session at 10 a.m. on Sunday. With featuring Sting is going to be signing there, and a live Kevin Steen show, live old school with Steve Corino. Something going on at 6:30 called WrestleMania that afternoon. And then Monday is Monday Night Raw. So. And next time, he can read all of it.
Well, I do have the WrestleMania one.
They're making a big push to put those NXT people out. That's a lot of appearances they're making.
They do that every year. They actually have live wrestling during Access, and a lot of those guys will be on there. And some of the
a bunch of live stuff is going to be on the network all that weekend.
Yeah.
I know they're doing a live Legends of Wrestling roundtable at some point.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to have to check that out. Speaking of that Legends of roundtable, my God, is Ric Flair the biggest asshole I've ever seen on these shows? Dear Lord.
Sometimes.
It's so good.
Hot.
Yeah.
Makes you want to turn the show off.
Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking about, like, the important moments. Like you say, we're talking about, you know, Jimmy Snuka is what, you know, kind of like that big moment for him when he came off the cage against Morocco and Tristan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was doing that nightly, every night, like, for like, 20 days in Mid-Atlantic. I said, no, he wasn't doing that every night. Exaggerate.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Yeah, he was trying to take over that show.
Jesus.
But have you been watching NXT Couture?
No, I haven't.
No. How about you, Craig?
I've been watching a little bit of it. I think I've watched two episodes after the Arrival show. So
did you see the Adam? Is it the Adam Rose entrance?
Yes.
Fucking awesome. That actually lends up to all the hype.
Does it do like goofy dance or something like that? I think that's awesome.
He has like a party come out, like all these different people dressed kind of like all kind of weird, kind of just come out and they just dance and they just have, they're having like a party on the way to the ring and then they party on their way out. But it's like everyone's making a big deal about it, like after, like during the show and after. And it's, you know, one of those things where it's like, yeah, everyone's talking about it, but I know once I see it, it's going to suck. And then when I saw it, I was like, damn, it's a pretty cool spectacle. I mean, I don't know how to get over in these big giant arenas, but as far as like, you know, with that wholesale, wherever they're at, I mean, it's perfect for that venue. I mean, it was just cool as shit.
Actually, do you have the lineup for Mania right in front of me if you'd like me to run that down?
Sure.
It's not as long as my list, but go ahead.
You're not going to break down the 2-hour pregame show, are you?
No, I was just going to run down the matches real quick. There is I'd imagine this is going to go on before the main event, but I'll start here. Vicky Guerrero, Divas Championship Invitational. It looks like AJ Lee is taking on the entire roster of ladies. Everybody's in this picture.
Well, read the names.
Bellas, Eva Marie, Summer Rae, there's the Funkadactyls, there's Layla, there's Rosa. Oh, good Lord, Rosa. Oksana.
She's not getting her hair done like that because she ought to slap that person in the mouth. She looks hideous.
Not working.
What was funny about that was, I don't know who it was, but they said Layla, and they showed Rosa Bennett, and I'm like, what the fuck happened to Layla? And then
and
I was like,
oh,
shit, it's Rosa. Yeah.
And rounding out
that'll be a 5-star match.
Oh, sure. Rounding out the talent is, of course, Emma, Oksana, and Tamina. So I don't know how they're going to – and Natalya, excuse me. It looks like maybe a gauntlet match or something, or maybe they'll do it like the hardcore matches where the person that has the belt at the end wins. I'm not sure.
It would probably be like maybe like a battle royal rules or something like that.
I don't think it would be battle royal rules because that leads me to the next match. We have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yeah, but girls' battle royals, they go through the ropes. So,
well, I don't think they'd do it. I think it's going to be kind of like a gauntlet, but who knows?
Have you seen the I need to check out the Scooby-Doo movie the next time I get a chance.
I just got done watching it. It was pretty good.
You're never going to believe this.
Say what now?
I said, you're never going to believe this, but this cartoon had a lot of plot holes in it.
So. Did somebody say you had to get away with it except for you snooping kids?
Actually, we hadn't got quite to the end yet. My son had to take off this evening with my wife, so there's like 5 minutes left in the show. I would imagine that makes a appearance at some time. There is a WrestleMania, or there's a WWE City. Apparently, this is all based around the Florida training camp. And anyway, it's awful goofy.
Have you watched Slam City? Have you watched Slam City?
We watched a couple of them, and they are very clever. I think they're pretty good, actually.
I have to check one out. I haven't seen them yet.
Yeah.
But one thing about you bring up the Scooby-Doo movie, I just remember the other day that they had that the real Sin Cara went on an outrage on Twitter talking about fraud.
Jeez, let it go. Gosh. You screwed up.
Bad rubbish. That's all.
So I'm not going to list off the 30-men in this battle royal, but there are 4 shadowy figures in this picture, so expect a few surprises in the battle royal.
I expect Big Show to win. They named it after his dad.
I don't know if that's too obvious, but that would make the most sense. We have the Shield versus Kane and the corporate, it says New Age, but I say the corporate Outlaws.
It'll be good. I mean, basically, it's just going to be a showcase for the Shield to just run wild, I think. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's just going to, you know, it's just that match just puts them over since it's not really like a big match. So I don't think they'll make it, like, too competitive. I think it'll be just the Shield going in there and just fucking kicking ass. And
right.
Who in the fuck thought Dean Ambrose was going to be an awesome babyface in peril?
he's quite good, and he has been for a long time. So I wasn't surprised. But with that
said... Well,
there's
a difference between... He's perfect as a heel because he does all these tiny little things. I mean, all his body gestures are just like, I mean, everything's
yes.
just perfect for being a heel. I mean, I just never thought he would be that good as a babyface, like on the first try, because the majority of his career in the Indies and everywhere, he's been a heel. So, I mean, he's awesome.
His character reminds me of a hoodlum in Europe who would punch you in the gut and steal your pocket watch.
It'll be a good match just because the Shield's going to be, they're just going to book them to be awesome. And you know, Reigns is going to contain at the end.
Ambrose is one of those guys, he comes over like Tully Blanchard. You got no redeeming qualities whatsoever.
Yes.
So he's easy to hate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's well said.
He just looks like a slime ball too, so
yep.
Yeah, he does look like a slime ball. Even more so than
yep.
when he had long hair, I mean.
One thing about this
The Outlaws, they're good for a little nostalgia run, like a few appearances, but they don't need to be on TV all the time. It's kind of, I don't know.
Agreed. Yeah, and I think Road Dogg's work is tremendous. I love watching that guy work. Billy, well, Billy's a nice guy, I'm sure. So,
he needs to cut the hair.
Yes, desperately.
I'm just glad he didn't break out the Tori Wilson outfit, you know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. Forgotten about that. Thanks, Ed. Okay, next up, we got the WWE Championship. It's now a Fatal 4-Way with, of course, the Usos. We got Rybacksel, we got the Real Americans, and we have the Matadors.
I'm going to go with the Usos, and I think this is going to be the breakup of the Real Americans.
Makes as much sense as anything else.
And big, and going to take a big swing.
Yeah, I hope the breakup comes out after the 100th rotation swing on El Torito. I mean, is there ever a perfect time to do it? It's got to be WrestleMania.
They didn't do anything this week to like tease any kind of split, so that's why I think it's going to be this at WrestleMania. Kind of make you forget about it, and then it'll jump out at you. You know.
Yeah.
Kind of like how I think like Seth Rollins is going to turn on Roman Reigns because they've kind of downplayed the problems with the Shield. So it's going to come out of nowhere.
We have John Cena versus Bray Wyatt in the weirdest match that I could have imagined for John Cena.
Yeah, but I wasn't really sold on this match until I saw that music video. That was
right.
Like one of the best ones they've done in years.
When this match got whispered about like 2 months ago, I was like, no. It doesn't make any sense. Why no?
Plans will change between now and then.
and here we are a week away, and okay, well, this might work.
I did like the whole thing out, and then he's tied up in the ropes in the sheet mask. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad angle.
I like the tribute to Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior. That was awesome.
Well, hey, at least it didn't have Josh Matthews talking like The Undertaker when he was interviewing Randy Orton in that one dumbass thing they did a few years ago where he was possessed. And, oh my God, that's
We, of course, have The Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. Will The Undertaker's streak continue? Yes, it will.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure he'll be facing Sting next year. So
that may make as much sense as anything else.
Yeah,
he could actually take an F5 and actually break down and not be able to get up, and Brock might be forced to win.
He's had a year
concept, so.
Yeah. Everyone's bitching about the buildup for this match too, and last year the buildup was even worse for the CM Punk match, but it doesn't matter because it's still going to be awesome once it's time for the match.
I wouldn't say the buildup last year was worse. It's the way they got to the match that was bad, with the stupid four-way. They decided who gets the risk of the Undertaker.
Yep. And then they made it personal. It should have been personal to begin with.
Yeah. Luckily, Paul Bearer died, so they saved it.
Sure. And then, of course,
that's a terrible thing to say.
That's okay. Of course, we have Daniel Bryan versus Triple H. Triple H will do the job and will do the right thing, and he will do what's best for business. And if you don't believe that, then you're an idiot.
But you know, people are craving for him to win, for Triple H to win, so they flip out about it.
I'm never going to watch WWE again until Monday Night Raw comes on.
Right.
Yeah. I'm canceling the network.
Yep. I haven't had anything to complain about in a really long time. I really hope Triple H wins.
And then
the main event will be Randy Orton versus Batista versus Daniel Bryan. Let's just get that out of the way right now. And thank
really,
God they put Daniel Bryan in there.
Yeah, well, it's not like, obviously that's what they were leading to, because it, people were just shitting on Orton and Batista so bad.
No, they heard Bryan read my email, Wrestling Observer Live, many months ago, and they said, you know what, that's a good idea, we'll steal it.
Yes.
And then everyone else was on the bandwagon, oh, what if they do this, what if they do that? You know, everyone stole my damn idea, so everyone needs to stop trying to take credit for it. I deserve all the credit for it.
You know what would be awesome is if Bryan came out to the final countdown.
No doubt. No doubt. That would be phenomenal. And by the way, Vinny and I were arguing over Bryan about that many months ago, about here's what they should do, and Vinny and I both said that this is what they should do, and here we are.
Yeah, this is weeks after I brought it up.
Oh, God's sake.
Oh, God, get over your show.
In fact, we talked about it on this show before you did talk about it on that Bryan and Vinny show. Quit trying to act like you're smart as me.
Yes, I'm sure you're the only one that has this idea out of the millions of people out there.
I did.
Well.
Freaking Dix is on the board trying to take credit when I announced it like 3 weeks before he made his post or story or whatever.
I kind of expected to be, like, Bryan wins against Triple H, but then he's injured, like, afterwards, and it's the injury going into the big match. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I hope they kind of space it out. I hope they don't do like one right after the other.
I hope they open with Bryan and Triple H. That way you have WrestleMania starts off super hot and it'll end super hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they'll do, but that's what I think would be best as far as, you know, the crowd, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
something happened and he's like injured in the Triple H match, and maybe he doesn't come out like for like the first half of the main event or something like that.
Oh, please don't let that happen. I do not want to see Randy Orton and Batista.
It worked. Well, yeah, that's a good point. But it worked for that one match. You know, the night the line was crossed or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, only Shane Douglas was in that match the whole time.
But hey, then it'd be entertaining just for a few minutes to see the crowd sheet on Orton and Batista, and then Daniel Bryan come in to save the match. So
yeah, I guess that could happen.
I believe Vince getting involved somehow in all this.
Absolutely. He should be. He will be at WrestleMania, I bet.
And I hope it's not like a dusty finish, like Triple H pins Bryan because of some chicanery and he reverses it or some stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be something where, like, Triple H is going to put him in a sharpshooter and the referee is going to ring the bell right away, and then Vince is going to come out and say, no, we're not doing it that way. You know, no DQ, no no whatever this, that. I can see that happening.
Possible. Not probable, but possible.
Are you guys going to Raw tonight, or are y'all leaving the?
I am not.
You're not? Are you in?
No.
Yeah, I'm staying for Raw.
Oh, are you? Okay.
I will be in the city. I will be on a swamp tour. I will be eating alligator nuggets. I will be eating jambalaya. I will be sightseeing. I will be doing all of that. Because I can't take my wife on a vacation, on a family vacation, and make her watch hours and hours and hours of wrestling. So I've left this year.
So you're
going to
take her in
a
swamp where she could be eaten by an alligator and will be stung by about 100 to 1,000 of the biggest mosquitoes you've ever seen in your life.
Well, we will get some bug spray. It'll be fine.
Now, speaking of that, where are you going? Because I was actually kind of thinking about that myself, because there's a lot of time to kill on Monday, and I was actually thinking about taking one of those. I just want to get on one of those boats with the big fans.
Yes.
And go flying around the swamp.
That's, sure. That's how some people get to their homes down there.
It's true. Yes, I watch Swamp People. I know exactly what happens. I think we're going to do that Monday, but it's I've left after Ring of Honor on that that the rest of the evening. I've left completely open on purpose, so I'm just gonna go exactly where the wind takes me on Saturday night. And if my son wants to, you know, run down to the WrestleMania store and meet Cesaro or whoever, we'll do that. I have scheduled really nothing. I have left everything very much open. Not as much as Vince. Vince is going to WrestleMania, and it ends there. So he's well, even smarter than the rest of us.
He's going to the brunch, he's going to the dinner, and he's going to the ghost tour.
Yes, attending no wrestling shows except WrestleMania.
I guarantee you he goes to the ROH Friday.
I don't know. He might not even be there by then.
No,
he might be stuck somewhere in. He could be stuck in Shreveport or something by then. I don't know.
Right, he'll be there unless he gets lost. But are you going to the Friday dinner?
Yes, I will do that.
Have you looked at the menu for this place?
I have not.
Okay, well you. You probably shouldn't, because I already know I'm going to spend like $100 just on food.
Oh, jeez. Do they have alligator nuggets?
Yes, they do. Yeah, they have alligator. They got fried and grilled alligator.
Ooh. I'm on vacation. I'm eating fried.
Yeah. And I know, like, Matt Clary's excited because I think his goal is to only eat crawfish or crawdads the whole weekend. And
sounds right.
They have a thing where you can get grilled crawfish, fried crawfish, crawfish etouffee, and then something else with crawfish. It's like, this place has got some fucking food, man.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, it's
I spend most of my time eating fuzzy in the wounds.
That's why I've been losing weight and to get ready to get it all back in 4 days.
That's awesome.
If you go down to Bourbon Street, make sure your wife keeps her purse zipped and you keep your wallet in your front pocket.
Oh, yeah. That's the standard.
Yeah, I hear you. And you'll have a bunch of people on the street talking to you that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You stuff, so.
I have waxed my chest because I'm getting some beads. So.
Oh, you're in the day.
I'm actually one of my personal guests going to WrestleMania will be a New Orleans burlesque dancer from Bourbon Street.
Okay.
So that should be interesting.
I'll see.
And then I'm not going to say who my other invited guest is, but I'm sure you will enjoy that one, too.
Probably.
Yeah, man. It's going to be awesome. I can't freaking wait. Just one freaking week away or less than a week away from now.
Uh-huh. So. Yep. By this time next Friday, we'll be at a Ring of Honor show. I'm excited.
I heard that Sunny might be at WrestleCon, and I wonder if she's bringing the bet. I'm definitely taking a picture spooning with Sunny.
I will quit the show if you do that. If you give this woman any of your money, I'll quit the show and shut the fuck down.
He's not playing. He's seriously
If I see that bed in there on the side of Saturday, it's because how awesome it is. And then, of course, I'll break the news and let her know how she rudely unfriended me on Facebook and blocked me on Twitter.
Oh, please.
Now if you like, do a run-in and just, like, do, like, a big belly flop on the bed and somebody takes a picture, and you don't have to pay any money, then we're good, but no.
Can you imagine photobombing the marks? That would be amazing. They're trying to spoon with Sonny, and you, like, dive into the picture.
I mean, him laying in bed look like pigs in a blanket or something like that. I don't know.
That's funny.
there are a ton of people going to be at that WrestleCon. I mean, the list is unreal how many people are signing.
I need to go back and check it, because like the last time I checked it, it really didn't seem like it was a whole lot, and they didn't hardly have any girls announced, and I was like, I was kind of disappointed, but
there's
I've been hearing that
now.
they have added a lot of stuff to it.
Yeah, there's all the TNA girls mostly are going to be there, and there's a ton of people going to be there.
Including a very good friend, Trina Michaels. So if you want, if anyone wants to meet Trina Michaels, I'm pretty sure I could get him cut in line. You know, I got cool when it comes to her.
Now, is this WrestleCon, is it a deal where you pay a one-time fee and you can get every autograph that you want, or is it you pay a fee to get in and then you pay a fee to take a picture or, you know, 8x10 or whatever?
Yeah, that's how it was last year. It could be different because of I'm sure it'll still be the same. I forgot how much it was. It was either like 10 or 20. And then depending on who you're taking the picture with, like let's say Kelly was $20, whereas like Daphne, Roxy, Shelly Martinez, I think were $5. There were some $10. You know, so it's really not that bad. I mean, when I went to the freaking Comic-Con, it was $25, you know, a person. So it was like, you know, to take a picture with Bagwell and Norton, it was like $50, I think. Or maybe it was 40, maybe it was 20 a piece, but it was like, you know, so it's not really that bad. And last year, you know, I pretty much spent all, like I took, except for a Superstar Billy Graham, I took all pictures with just girls, and I think for the most part I'll do that unless Shiki Baby's there. And I'll definitely, that's one of my regrets, that I didn't get a picture with Shiki Baby last year.
Talk amongst yourselves. There's something called a shenanigans party with Kevin Nash and Scott Hall at WrestleCon.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The wrestling trivia contest with Matt Stryker.
That's right.
Too bad I ain't there. I'd take it.
You would do well.
Yep.
I would lose. Just saying.
Now, Petra, you've been to New Orleans. Is there a casino anywhere near where we're going to be?
I don't know. I've only been once. I didn't see no casino. Only once, and that's the only time I needed to go. So.
That'd be cool if I could play a little blackjack while I'm down there. But
okay.
Anyway,
we're
down to about our last 6 minutes here, so let me throw off the plug. You know,
sure.
Do you know what a plug is, Craig? Because apparently you don't know how to plug our show on the chance where you could have all these, especially
dude,
all these people who love Craig. Craig's so awesome.
Well,
they could hear you twice.
Yes,
they could hear you twice in a week, Craig. And you're denying all these people, all these fans of yours. And we need to work on that, Craig.
Throw out the plugs.
Everyone, check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com, along with a lot of other shows like Stevie's show, Angry Marks, and pretty much there's a show every day of the week. So check out AngryMarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at blogtalkradio.com/Cotrera and older shows at blogtalkradio.com/Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed in San Antonio.
And you can follow me on Twitter. I am at Proper, my last name, P-R-O-P-E-R-J-A-M, so Proper or Proper Jam. And that's all I got. And you can catch me, of course, on Tuesdays on the Brian and Vinny and Craig show.
It's amazing how you remember to play that show, but, you know, can't return to favor. Oh, well.
Well,
do you have anything you want to plug?
Go to youtube.com/Cotrera. Got a wrestling channel up there. I haven't been up there in a while since the network came on. I haven't been up to YouTube that much, so. But there's a bunch of good stuff up there that everybody can check out.
And in my defense,
cool.
We start the show at the time I usually go to bed. I'm in bed at 9 o'clock on my coast, and I'm up very early the next morning. So by the time we even start the show, I'm already tired. So cut me a little slack, will you?
Okay, I'm gonna when I see you this coming weekend or next weekend, I'm gonna buy you a little red thread. That way you can wrap it around your finger, and maybe that'll help you remember.
Maybe. I do have the official guest list for WrestleCon.
Okay.
And I'll,
go ahead.
I'll quickly run them down. We got Sting. We got the former Edge, Adam Copeland. We have Goldberg. We have Roddy Piper. Kurt Angle, the Bodacious, and Mickey James. Bret Hart. Kevin Nash. Scott Hall, The Hammer, Greg Valentine. We have Team 3D, one Diamond Dallas Page. Perhaps you've heard of him. I just got a great big box from him the other day. Jake Roberts. We have the one of my favorite, Karen Jarrett. Alongside her husband, Jeff Jarrett, also a fan of this girl's work, Maurice, not a fan of her husband. Tommy Dreamer, Masato Tanaka, Celeste Bonin, who of course is the former Caitlin, and Sid Vicious. Hopefully he'll be able to have all his words in line when he's talking to you, because as I just found out, he wasn't a wordsmith. The Honky Tonk Man, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Maria Kanellis. We have Ed's favorite, Tammy Sitch. And the monster, Scott Norton. Bushwhacker Luke. Another favorite of Craig's, Kimberly Page. Yes, Diamond Dallas Page and Kimberly Page in the same building. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Ed's favorite wrestler, Mr. 420, Rob Van Dam. Bobby the Brain Heenan, Demolition, Axe and Smash, by the way, not the other ones, Shane Helms, Ken Anderson, So Calval, Lisa Marie Veron. We have Steve Carino, oh my gosh, George Frankenstein. Yes.
Who's that? Gorgeous George?
Gorgeous
George.
Yeah,
Gorgeous George.
And she, last I heard, she is a train wreck. So go by and say hi to her. We have the Boobalicious Velvet Sky. Yes, I just said that. Matt Stryker. Scotty Too Hottie. And Brian Christopher. Colt Cabana. Terry Funk. Jimmy Snuka. Pat Tanaka. The one and only, who's been on this show, by the way. Jazz, Kazarian, Christopher Daniels, Angelina Love, the beautiful Brooke Tessmacher, Al Snow, Chris Hero, Joey Ryan and his hairy chest, Adam Pierce, I have no idea who this is, Fifi the Maid.
That's Ric Flair's fucking girlfriend.
Yeah, she was the maid from A Flair for the Gold back when he did that show on WCW. Remember that talk show he had?
No.
It was the one where the Shockmaster debuted.
Well, I'll get into that very soon. Okay, Cliff Compton. Big Daddy Yum Yum.
Who?
From... Big Daddy Yum Yum.
Okay.
Oh, that's a a local Texas wrestler.
Brian no, Wolfpack. he's from New Japan. It says here.
No, he's just a wrestler. He's just one of the guys with Rob Conway. His name's Brian Wilcox. He's a Texas wrestler.
Didn't he do something in WWE for a minute? Was it Shad or?
No, not Shad Gaspard.
No? Okay. Candice LeRae. Okay. Candice LeRae. Again, I'm not sure who this is. She looks to be a very lovely young lass. And Mr. Wrestling, Kevin Steen. So that is the list. There's quite a few.
That's actually a pretty awesome list. That's a bit more than what was there last year.
That is a ton of people. And, of course, High Spots will be there. And we got Pro Wrestling Tees and RF Video. You can go by and offer.
Get molested.
I wasn't going to say that, but but
I'll you still my joke, though.
Yeah. So,
and we're staying now, okay. We're staying at the WrestleCon Hotel. Where are they actually having WrestleCon? Is it at the hotel or somewhere else?
I
guess
no
it would
idea.
Be like pretty damn close. So, I mean, that's actually pretty cool.
Which hotel are you staying in?
The WrestleCon Hotel.
You know
the
name of the
Sheridan?
I am at the Hampton, so there you go. So I am not. You're probably just down the road.
You know what? I'm at a Hampton.
There you go.
Looking at the email. Hampton, upcoming stay, Hampton Hotel.
Yeah. I just got the email from Scott.
Oh. Yeah.
Do you know where you're going this weekend?
Ronnie's driving, so it's up to him. That's why we might not go to the Mid-South Convention, because it's in Redneck City.
Well,
Ronnie's afraid.
Well,
you're in the South. Everything's Redneck City. Jesus.
That is true. Yeah, but he didn't make it this far with being silly, so.
Like I say, it's going to be an awesome fucking time. I cannot wait.
Yes,
WrestleCon
is in the Hampton Inn. It says it right there on the front there. It's one of their main hotels. Also, the Drury Inn and the Crown Plaza. So those are their featured hotels. So that would be the... Anyway, there you go.
It'd be so awesome if I was rooming next to Sunny.
I'd
have to walk down Bourbon Street and find a Coke dealer or something, and then, I could have the time of my life.
Well, I said you could hear the domestic disturbance through the walls.
But I didn't, I guess the Iron Sheik, I didn't hear the Iron Sheik's name in there.
No, the Sheik is not on the schedule. He's not booked.
I'm heartbroken. That's just wrong. But anyway, what do you guys think about doing a show maybe Thursday? I know it's travel day for you, Craig, but maybe try and do something Thursday if possible.
Do you guys set it up?
We just previewed everything that's happening.
This is true.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, let's talk about it.
Well, I don't know who else we got to talk about.
Just run everything down. Just run down everything.
Yeah, that's true. But,
Contreras, we'll take the week off next week, so nobody come back next week.
There we go. Contreras, thank you for the executive decision.
I guess. All right, well, everybody come back in for sure 2 weeks. And maybe you'll hear from us sooner. Who knows? Maybe we'll record something in New Orleans. But yeah, everybody come back in 2 weeks for sure. And if something comes up, we'll let you know about next week.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the man's shit. Let's go hook him up!
just whipped your ass. I'm gonna dog you until I wear your Texas ass out.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.